A special program takes place tonight at the International Spy Museum, which is located just a couple of blocks from here at NPR. The museum is a great place to learn about some of the more unusual methods that people have used to carry out covert operations and convey secrets. They have things such as shoe phones. Yes, they really did exist. And lipstick pistols. Tonight's program is a bit different. It's about quilts. Quilts that African-American slaves used to tell each other about when and how to escape. Dr. Raymond Dobard will lead the program. He's a professor of art history at Howard University here in Washington, D.C., and the author of, co-author, of Hidden in View, A Secret Story of Quilts and the Underground Railroad. He joins us now by phone from his home in Maryland. Thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
The story you tell in your book, in part, comes from a woman named Ozella McDaniel Williams. Who was she, and what did she tell you?
Well, Mrs. Williams, or Ozella, she would have her referred to her, was the quilt lady in the Charleston market. However, she was much more than that. In her own right, she was a griot, and she was the keeper of stories in the African tradition. And what she did was to pass as much information as she could on, depending, of course, on the interests of the person passing by.
Now, give us an example of a coded message.
Okay. In the code she first gave to my co-author, it said, the monkey wrench turns the wagon wheel toward Canada on a bear's paw trail to the crossroads. Crossroads was identified as Cleveland, Ohio. So therefore, if you're moving from Charleston, South Carolina, heading towards Cleveland, then several things will occur. First of all, the reference to a bear's paw trail would indicate stay with the mountains. Because the mountains are the only place in which you would find the bears. And it moves on from there.
Now, are these written out in language, or are these pictorially represented?
No, they are pictorially represented, and the code itself is part of oral history, so that it was passed on to Ozella by her grandmother. And the American quilt patterns were used as mnemonic devices to trigger memory, so that those who were thinking of leaving would have a set of directives in mind when they left.
And where did these symbols come from?
Well, the symbols are regular American quilt patterns. For example, what today is called the monkey wrench may well have been referred to as the wrench, and I have new material to share with the audience on that. So that these are American quilt patterns. Anything that was African was strictly forbidden, so you couldn't have an African symbol, but ingeniously, what was American was adopted and adapted.
So, a white person looking at this quilt would see nothing extraordinary.
Exactly.
And so that was what enabled... Do we have any information on whether these were actually used?
Well, the information I can give you is... people would come up to me, would come up to my co-author, would visit others and say, in our family we have heard a similar story. One woman said to me that her grandfather traveled, great-great-grandfather traveled the Dresden to Dresden connection from Dresden, Ohio to Dresden in Ontario, Canada. But to look for any of this in written form is going to be very difficult. Because it was, after all, a covert operation.
Was color in the quilt part of the code?
Color was also important. However, Ozella did not go into that. She said color would be for another day. Today we stick with the code. She did the same thing when we mentioned spirituals. She said, yes, spirituals were important and worked in tandem with the patterns. But she would not identify which particular spirituals.
I understand you're a quilter yourself. You put codes in your quilts?
Not really. What I tend to sew into my quilts are some life experiences and some of life's disappointments. They're personal messages.
At least we live in a day when personal messages are the appropriate messages, perhaps, to put in quilts.
I think so.
Thanks very much for being with us today.
My pleasure, sir.
And good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Dr. Raymond Dobart is a professor of art history at Howard University, the co-author of Hidden in Plain View, A Secret Story of Quilts and the Underground Railroad. He'll be talking about the quilts this evening at the International Spy Museum here in Washington, D.C. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.